Scott S.J., Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, Episode 360, Trump and Taylor Swift, the PSYOP. We're going to get into it. What's the overarching strategy, order out of chaos? How could it be used in the future? Folks, we are being pinned for chaos on both sides. In the end, I'm going to cover the destruction of everything. I put together a little grid of just how they're destroying everything, burning it all down, and going to raise it up. And let's let them tell us with their own words, because I just thought this was interesting. This is new from the World Economic Forum, August 19th. Four global risks to look out for in the post-pandemic era. They create the evil. The phoenix is going to burn it so they can raise it up. You saw that with the Olympic ceremony, which was ultimately demonic. There are many YouTubers out there that have covered it and have done a very, very nice job. But I want to play this video from the World Economic Forum that I thought was very, very well done. They need chaos to bring in the new world order, this fake millennial reign of false light. Everything is a counterfeit, my friends. But let's play this and think about this article from the World Economic Forum. You can go and read it. Four global risks to look out for in the post-pandemic era. They're priming us on so many fronts, my friends. Let's roll it.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world.
Y'all, nothing and be happy.
For a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Go to SJ Wellfire and type in cyber polygon digital pandemic. I mean, it's order out of chaos, my friends. Flat out order out of chaos. Now, an example of that, this was a couple weeks ago from The Hill. Hackers may have stolen every American social security number from a report. This is the New World Order playbook to hack everything. People will get their bank accounts hacked. It will happen, my friends. And I bind this evil in the name of Jesus Christ, because they need to bring in this new ID 2020, the central bank digital currency, this mark of the beast system, making you a digital node, tying you up to the Internet of Things. Probably 50% of our podcasts talks about this wireless body area network, this transhumanism agenda. But you can see headlines like this. They need to wear you out for a solution, and it'll be the mark of the beast, and it'll be tied to your DNA, the number of a man. But here's the story that I first want to cover that I actually heard on NPR. Somebody that I was with was listening to NPR, and they were going off on the following article. Trump posts fake AI images of Taylor Swift and Swifties, falsely suggesting he has singer support. Now, why is this important? How does this fit the PSYOP to bring in ID 2020? Well, they've made Taylor Swift huge. They've made her absolutely huge. I think she has limited talent. They produced her. She's an asset. You look at her imagery of 666 covering up her eye. I mean, she's a witch, right? She did a witchcraft ceremony at one of her concerts. It's over the top. Sold her soul. And you think about this. If Trump wins, and let's say Swifties voted for Trump, could the election be challenged? Could there be chaos? I'm just saying, this is like the second or third story I've covered on how AI and this deep fake deception is creating so much confusion that they need to make sure that you can't do anything, you can't get online unless you have your ID 2020, someday linked up to your DNA, my friends. So I see these headlines and you can just cut right through them. Who cares what Taylor Swift wears? They're just building up from People Magazine. Taylor Swift's new Midnight's bodysuit at Eras Tour might be teasing a major announcement if history repeats itself. So then all these stars get involved with this outfit. Folks, it's a pentagram, five-pointed star, and then there's a crescent moon. And we covered in a previous podcast about the ISIS psyop where she had to cancel her concert because of an ISIS bomb threat. ISIS is us. Go check out that podcast. I think it was two or three ago. And they said someone was radicalized online. What a scam, because they need to control online. This is the way they're going to criminalize speech, bringing in this social credit score, my friends. I'm going to cover the Democrat Party next, but folks, it's wings of the same bird. And I thought this was an interesting post from Blazing Press News. Just in, Donald Trump says he would offer Elon Musk a cabinet advisory role if elected. So we've covered Elon. Elon's comments next to Klaus Schwab's comments from the World Economic Forum are the exact same. This is a charade. Elon is for the right. Bill Gates is for the left. It's fake choice, fake competition. Delusion of choice. But let's read. The AI, 5G, crypto, Starlink, and I added driverless cars, and I added underground tunnels, and nanotech duo will save humanity in the next administration, right? This nanotech defiling the temple of God that is you, iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you, the seeds of men will not cleave. This is the fourth beast system, my friends. It's the soul trap. It's mind controlism. It's optogenetics. I'm so repetitive. But we are headed into some troubling times, just like the Bible prophecy says it would be. So much deception and evil. I think he nailed it here. And if you're a Trump fan, go to sjwellfire.com and just type in Trump and type in Elon. Do your research. They all have the same hand signals. They're all part of the same club and you're not in it. But I just thought this is interesting. This is a script. Trump knows the banking collapse is coming. For them to ultimately burn it all down, bring in this central bank digital currency system. 153 nations now have signed up for the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. What, 220 countries? Don't quote me on that. Good night, my friends. U.S. is losing its power all by design. The beast system is in place. We've covered that often. All around the world, digital IDs around the world. Doesn't matter if you're part of the BRICS or not. I am not falling for Russia as a safe haven. There's some news that Putin said people that want to get out of the West can come there, but they did a lockdown as well. They launched vaccines and they have this beast technology spy grid system in some of their major cities. Are they all just Freemason Kabbalah shills? But I think in order of event after World War III, which probably will be very, very quick if nukes are used strategically, in my humble opinion, I think they'll bring in this false light. They'll bring in free energy devices. There's over 6,000 patents that have been buried because of national security. Remember, Trump's uncle, I think it was, with the FBI, was the first on the scene to Tesla's inventions. So they have free energy. Don't kid yourself, my friends. But again, this banking collapse is a script.
It'll be a blow up like you've never seen before. It'll be a bankruptcy of the entire system, probably the nation itself.
He knows it's coming, my friends. But now let's get into the left. So we've got one side, this false light, right? And I've covered Trump on so many fronts of flip-flopping. My radar was raised with Trump when he's like, I'm going to lock her up. And then all of a sudden, first days in office, he's like, she's a nice person, talking about Hillary and the crimes that she's done. And the worst job you could ever have is to work for the Clintons because you might be Arkansided. But right then and there, my radar was up. But I did think that the election was stolen from him. I was going to go protest the January 6th ordeal. And then I had a dream that it was a trap and people are still rotting in jail to this day. And that's why I decided to start this ministry. Well, here's what I find interesting with this Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris, I think Trump calls her, which is actually appropriate, is the left, they're making her out to be an idiot. So if they're making her out to be an idiot and she cackles, I mean, she can't hold a complete thought. She appears to not have any critical thinking skills. And then she wins, and then she gets evil, starts locking Christians up, going after guns. I'm going to play a video where she said, I think in 2022, she was going to take patents from Big Pharma. I mean, it's just evil. It's evil. Price controls. And then all of a sudden, civil war happens, and then we get a fake savior. Is that how this thing's going to go down? But I want to play this video. The left is even making fun of her, and now she's winning in the polls? I mean, come on. Let's roll it.
My fellow Americans, words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because we are united. And we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Obesity is a serious disease, and it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and this can be the last word on those words.
Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right, and that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
Trump would tear her up in a real debate. So are they making her look stupid? Let's play this next video. This is where she said she was going to take away the patents. This is the communist mindset. And ultimately, again, I heard her say she's going to take guns. Many people are worrying, basically blowing the Trump about re-education camps for conservatives. I mean, full-blown communism, setting wages and food prices. Oh, and then at the DNC, Nancy Pelosi, for the second time, talked about reptilian cold-blooded type actions. We need to have reptilian cold-blooded actions, and I'm paraphrasing. You can't make this stuff up. It's going to be ruthless. So if they win, people will know it was a fraud. Will civil war break out? Will there be false flags for civil war? Then will all of a sudden the military step in? Who knows how this thing's going to play out? Either way, I see evil coming, my friends.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
Creepy. I mean, that's creepy. And I just was thinking about this. Are they positioning her, since I think this is all big time theater, as just this incompetent person? And I was doing some research on this, and I found an article from the Burning Platform about don't underestimate her, because I have some very intellectual friends that are liberals, and they think she is this eloquent speaker, that she's amazing. I'm like, what are you watching? So their feeds that they get must show her articulate and eloquent. And it just got me thinking a little bit. But let's read. The strategy is simple: to break the private economy, dislocate trillions of investment capital, displace millions of workers, disrupt supply chains, and then create new opportunities for those most harmed by these policies, the lowest strata of wage earners, young people, by giving them handouts. This is classic divide and rule politics engaged in, by which the oligarch class to set the lower class, in their terminology, a proletariat against the middle class. You know, I'm not going to rip on Trump for saying that he'll bring peace. I think that's a good thing. But I'm going to play a quick video. How does this fit Bible prophecy? Let's listen to Trump here.
No more wars, no more disruptions. We will have prosperity and we will have peace. Everyone will prosper. Every family will thrive. And every day will be filled with opportunity, hope, and joy.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. This is an end of days verse. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travaileth upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Just reminded me of that verse when I heard that. Now, I want to end with this. And I'm missing so much. But these are some of the big strategic pillars that they are destroying. You know, I probably should have put small businesses here. Look, we saw the Olympics, the closing ceremony. They're trying to burn it all down. Creepy, creepy satanic ritual right in front of you. And they ultimately are defiling everything that the good book says. They're trying to enslave us, ultimately steal your soul with nanotech, right? But I just did a quick list of what they're destroying. There's so much more. They're trying to destroy small businesses, free speech, everything. But ultimately, they want to control all food. They're defiling God's creation with what they're dumping on us. I just saw a farmer who said the aluminum in his fields is off the charts. Where did the aluminum come from? And then all of a sudden, Monsanto, Bayer have patents for seeds that can grow in aluminum soils. They ultimately want to control the food, and they're launching fake foods. They want you to stop eating beef. Go to SJ Wellfire and type in, why the war on beef? I basically laid out why there's a true war on beef, chickens, eggs, fish even. They want to eliminate property rights, own nothing like it. The result, 15-minute cities. They want to stop travel. How they're going to do this, green zones, low carbon output, track everything. And the results, driverless cars, no flights, 15-minute cities there as well. If you want to travel, you can travel in Meta, their own words. They want to control the money. Their intent is to know everything you buy. And central bank digital currencies are creepy. They can program the rules on the fly specifically to you. AI can do this. This is the Mark of the Beast money system ultimately tied into you, probably with Microsoft's 060606 patent that measures you under the skin. They want to eliminate the family and Christianity confusion. That's their intent. Do as you will. Sodom and Gomorrah, one world religion. But I think the Antichrist will come in and say, okay, it's a one world religion, and we're going to get rid of this filth in terms of sexual immorality, because homosexuals will be beheaded with Noahide laws. Again, this will be a new age religion, a new age time. But to control the family, they're going to have birthing pods, transhumanism, Meta for sin, steal your soul with the Mark of the Beast, internet of bodies and superpowers. They're going to promise high IQ. You're going to be left behind if you don't do this. The question is, does it happen fast or slow? All right, lawlessness, promote evil, open borders, these mercenaries that are coming in, they're going to arm them, wars, false flags, just lawlessness. They're penalizing the citizens of countries. Let's say you speak against the lawlessness that's happening in England, go to jail. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And then the result in is, again, the Antichrist will bring peace, Noahide laws under this one world government. Ultimately, they want to stop all freedom and make you digital slaves. Their intent is to create so much chaos with AI, deepfakes, cyber attacks, attacking your identity, bullying online, hate speech, right? This cyber attacks to bring in ID 2020 to verify you into society, this digital wallet. You can't do anything, and everything you do will be public to everybody else. You'll be on the blockchain and the World Wide Web. It's a spider web, and it'll be a blockchain. Get simple, my friends. And I always think about this the last couple of years, Revelation 12:12. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Everything is in chaos, my friends. One of these podcasts I'm going to do, something about the skies as well. People are seeing some strange things in the sky. If you happen to see something weird, send it to me at scott@sjwellfire.com. I've been a little bit late with my computer being hacked, checking out comments in some of the different platforms. I apologize, but keep posting. But make sure you have a blessed day. Sign up for our alerts at sjwellfire.com. Any support is greatly appreciated. Get your house in order, your spiritual house first and foremost. I think there will be miracles in the end of days. It's a great time to be alive. Try to save souls. God bless. Thank you.